Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You know, obviously with the baby coming, there's a lot of stuff going through my mind right now, my wife's mind, my family, just trying to be the safest and most cautious way to get through a season. My mindset is to play. You know, I want to play. It's just a tough situation. You know, I got to play it by ear. You know, you never know what could happen tomorrow or the next day. There's an outbreak or just a lot of questions I don't know the answers to.
Mike Trout says that lots of players are texting him who have doubts about playing this season. So, Ken, I have to ask you, is there going to be a Major League Baseball season now that you have high-profile individuals, whether it be David Price or Mike Trout or Doolittle or whomever, who are expressing concern about the risk involved with playing baseball?
I would say, as of today, I'm still optimistic to some degree there'll be a season because, mm-hmm. I mean, who's going to miss David Price? I mean, baseball will move on. If it's just David Price and a handful of other guys, he pitched, what, 20 games last year? The Red Sox made it through. But as the days go on, let's see how the numbers go.
I mean, is it possible that these guys are saying this not because they have a concern, but because they didn't get the deal that they wanted?
B.
Is that possible?
Hot take.
Screw you guys. I'm taking my collectively bargained ball and going home.
See you later.
Is that something we could
There's
guess
a chance.
About?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I would say so. Yeah. I would say there is, that this is a show of solidarity. I mean, I wonder what exactly, for a guy like David Price, who's what, 30, 32?
Mm-hmm.
Has to, let's say, 60 games, start 12 games. So that's 12 starts. That's all he's going to do. And they're not even hitting the ball now, right? I think we went full DH, correct, Ken?
Yes.
Thank full
you.
DH.
Ken sounds like Curtis. That's fine. It's the new normal. what's the risk for David Price? I mean, I just don't, like, there's not that much. I mean, you want to talk about, like, athletically mitigated surroundings. Where is he going to get COVID from? He's throwing a baseball. He's got a wet rag on the mound. That's it.
There's no risk whatsoever.
And you have Mike Trout, who just signed a $430 million contract, mm-hmm. saying he's just trying to be cautious. I mean, his next six generations of Trouts are fine financially.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to just play 60 games of baseball with the greatest health care that he could ever get in the United mm-hmm. States, with team doctors, up, you know, state-of-the-art testing, social distancing in the Four Seasons or a Ritz in a perfectly clean room.
Mm-hmm.
Flying on a private jet. I mean, how many people have to go back to selling this week and they're on planes and they've got little kids
yep.
and
yep.
they have to go, but because they can't afford to not get the commission of getting back to work. So they have to balance all of that. And yet you have these athletes trying to act like they're standing with the common man when in reality they're preventing entertainment that will get the common man's mind off of the misery that is this illness.
Meanwhile, not a peep out of any of the NHL guys.
Nope.
Not a single peep out
nobody,
of them. They can't
knows.
Wait to get back to playing hockey. Can't
true.
Wait, Ken.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
No, I've got to get my money. I'm not playing unless I get mine.
Oh, God.
He's coming back, actually, right?
Says he is. Didn't Says apologize for much. That was the one clip he apologized for.
The Snell.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait for the Snell. Oh, that is...
The Rona.
That is the poster child for everything that's wrong. the worldview on this.
And but now I play risking my life. And if I get the Rona, on top of that, if I get the Rona, guess what happens with that? Oh, yeah, that's in my body forever. That damage is not going to be, like, the damage that was done to my body, that's going to be there forever.
The damage that's been done listening to you call it the Rona has also been done forever. Yeah,
but meanwhile, it's the guys who are making, this texture is correct, it's the guys who are making $20, $30 million who are saying that they're worried about the risk.
Mm-hmm.
The guys who have to make a living. Are, you know, are back at Fenway working out and ready to play baseball.
So yeah, Mike Trout on that trip, don't even worry about me. There's nothing that can.
Is Bradfo going to be at the park?
He's been there already, yeah. He has a seat in the stands. They can watch BP.
Always there, bro.
Who is when it comes to Remy and those guys doing the game from a studio and not from the park, is that a dictate from, is that from the Red Sox or is that their own choice? Is it because... I guess I would understand. Maybe Jerry has some health concerns with being there. But, I mean, do you...
John like, Henry doesn't want to pay for parking at Fenway.
I mean, you're going to have, like, you're going to have Eck, Remdog in a studio in Watertown, like, watching the game and commenting on it from there?
I offered them the chance to do it from the Pizzuti One. They declined.
At least Joe is going to be there. Like, I mean, that means you got to. Obviously, the radio is the way to go with this.
Absolutely, it's the soundtrack to our lives. When Will Fleming joined Ken and I a couple Saturdays ago, you know.
How did I miss that?
Oh, hey!
I can't believe no one texted him about it.
Flemball's the man. Will. Flemdog's great.
How dare you?
Will's
a
treasure.
Dangerous to have a guy named Flemball.
That's right. Yeah, you actually can't call him that in season, Curtis. Oddly enough. Yeah, he was talking about the fact, like, everyone wants to hear Castiglione back, and he wants to be there because Joe Castiglione calling a baseball game is the soundtrack of summer in New England.
Yeah. Right back!
He's been very careful. They treat Joe like a national treasure. Like, he is no way anyone is ever going to put him in any sort of adverse situation.
Right. Are they going to do, like, plexiglass between he and Will or something like that, or...
Yes, Will is actually...
You just coughed on the plexiglass, Will.
No, they are so happy because they can finally get a partition between them and Doug Lane for the whole season.
Aww.
What do you have? Doug just wants you to have those oranges.
How dare you?
Doug just wanted to know if you wanted those oranges. They were fresh squeezed, Curtis. It was good juice.
But Joe is going to be there, right?
Yeah.
That's where, yeah.
Mutz's driver. Mutz's Uber driver.
Stop. Stop it, Ken.
See, this is just, honestly, what's happened to all of us?
So bad.
For shame. For shame.
But I would think if you're Nesson that you would want to have somebody there at the park.
But there's nothing, like you can't, the sound of the game is part of why you love to listen. And so just watching the game and hearing their voices not up, like knowing that they're not there, but that they're just in a remote broadcast booth. I mean, that's what they're doing for that Korean baseball action. And that's boring as hell. They're going to lose a dynamic element. There'll be no foul ball that comes back and like, nearly hits Dave O'Brien or Remy. It's just like, oh, here we are safely sitting in beautiful Watertown.
Yeah. This is Lucy. Hello, Lucy.
Hi.
Hey,
good morning.
What's going on? What's up?
So I was wanted to call in response to that teacher that had you had on a little while ago.
Alan?
Yes.
Yes.
So I'm a stay right now. I've always worked full time, but right now I am at home because I have a 18-year-old autistic son. Low functioning, so he can't just be left with anyone,
mm-hmm.
or of course on his own. So that means I can't work. And I just want to let people know that it's not as easy as they think that, you know, just keep the children at home when, what am I going to do when we don't have a home to live in? Because I can't work and I can't make a pay. My son's health is my priority number one.
Yeah.
But how's his health going to be when we're living on the street because we have no place to go?
Well, Alan was suggesting no school until there's a vaccine.
Right.
Not even a vaccine, but a vaccine that everybody is taking and mm-hmm. that has been proven to be effective.
No.
That's like like 2 or 3 years until right. kids could go back to school.
Yeah. Which is great. And I give my son his flu shot every year.
Yeah.
So I'm good with that. I want to protect him. I give him his flu shot so that, because I know it's hard for them to keep these kids separate, but mm-hmm. at least my son's classroom and a lot of children with special needs, they are secluded from the rest of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they can put things in measures and certain things. Like, I had a Zoom meeting this morning for the first time for summer school, not because we have to do it at home. and the teacher's saying that they have no guidance yet, and hopefully they think if they do go back, they're trying to figure things out, but they don't even know.
Yeah. Well, and, I mean, I think the issue, this started because the Mass Teachers Association is unhappy with what the governor has suggested for guidelines. Mm-hmm. So it looks to me like there may not be school in September, which I hate to be the bearer of bad news because I know people are groaning about that. Let us get to Ken and what is trending.
Don't miss a minute of your favorite WEEI shows by using the Rewind feature in your radio.com app. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
It's brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, built to help clients lose weight through the holidays like we just had with the 4th of July. Be prepared for all future celebrations. Call the solution for weight loss, Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Well, one quarterback of the Patriots has been pretty quiet. In fact, blocking people on social media to a
he's
certain extent.
He's not blocking anybody. Well, he's limiting the comments, apparently.
There's one post.
The other is getting cockier by the day, per his own admission. Oof. He says, I'm not going to be humble anymore. Here's a little bit of the Instagram video from Cam Newton.
The elephant can be doing all he do. He's a ram. There's an antelope. There's chimpanzees. Even the gorilla. But it's one motherfucker in the jungle. When he roars, everything stops.
Tired of being humble. That's the post from Cam Newton.
I like it. He's fired up.
I like it.
He also did he also did recently say, Greg, he has come to New England to help them win a Super Bowl.
I love it.
And that's what I want.
Now, do you suggest that there will be some kind of a meeting with Bill when it comes to social media and the like for Cam Newton? Or will he be allowed to conduct social media the way he has been conducting social
media?
Well,
some people in this town think that it would be a bad look for the Patriots to let Cam Newton celebrate in the garish, outgoing manner that he usually does.
Besides Derek the Steelers fan, who cares? I don't care how he celebrates.
Oh, there's a few as other people.
As long as he has something to celebrate, I'm fine with that.
No Superman. That's right, Mike.
Now, one of Curtis's favorites, Paul Feinbaum, college football guru for ESPN, says Cam is more celebrity than talent. Do you think there's any truth to that? Certainly has some celebrity about him.
And by the way,
I went to a Super Bowl.
He did go to one and lost it in
you
pretty miserable fashion.
My Darnold having a better year than Cam Newton. Well, Cam Newton has a quarterback rating under those that Sam Darnold has had three of the last four seasons. 75, 80.1 QB ratings. Sam Darnold's got an 84.3 rating in his second year in the NFL. He's a third-year starter. Gase is a boob, but he's a great offensive coach who gets the most out of his quarterbacks. Darnold's going to have a much better year than Cam Newton.
So if Cam Newton is to be your starter, where do you rank him when it comes to the East?
I would go Darnold, Josh Allen.
Hush.
Tua. Cam.
Are you serious?
Of course he is.
Please be serious.
Yeah, I mean,
be serious.
Curtis, he has a career QBR that is almost 20% better than all the rest of the quarterbacks in the AFC. Okay, it's a different metric by which people judge. You say quarterback rating, I say QBR. Tomato, tomato, whatever.
I say 0-8 in his last eight starts. I say he was available in July to play for the minimum.
You rank Tua coming off an injury who's never played a single down in the NFL higher than Cam Newton?
Right. Mm-hmm. He was the fifth pick in the draft.
Yeah, okay.
Was at Alabama. Kicked ass.
Yeah, come on. My dad told me he's great.
We'll see. We will see.
NFLPA is recommending no preseason games, so there may not be a preseason game. We will have the Bruins, if all things go well in the next couple days, Hillman. Next week, next Monday, training camp fully begins. Then they travel to the hub cities in 2 weeks, basically. 2.5 weeks.
Great news.
In Toronto, they'll start the tournament August 1st.
Good.
Chances of winning a cup?
I think they're pretty good, don't you? I mean,
absolutely.
I mean, who else would you have as a favorite? I mean, I think the Bruins ought to be the favorites. They were leading the league when everything ended.
Right.
Yeah.
Tampa, half of them tested positive last week. Checked and we'll see if they're back. Curtis, by the way,
they started.
Did you get any of the Pablo Sandoval social media stuff over the weekend?
Yeah, what a mess that was.
Curtis very outraged.
What's the issue here?
You have a guy named Andrew Baggerly. I have no idea who he is. He writes for
The Athletic.
And he tweeted a picture of Pablo Sandoval, who looked obese.
Yeah.
Right.
And then
not a flattering angle. I have been the victim of that when wearing the white T-shirt
absolutely
down at spring training.
There were groups for that.
It's an angle thing. It didn't look great, the angle.
The angle was it added about 200 pounds to Pablo's midsection. And then this guy gets all holier than thou on the obvious reaction of people mocking Sandoval's weight.
Yeah, I was 100% with you on what you called out. Like, what did you think was going to happen putting that photo out there? Did you think people were going to be kind? No, that was to elicit a response.
So you right. can't take a picture of a fat guy? And what?
It was like...
Not when you know what the response is going to be, Ken. You know what? You can do that. Don't, after the fact, balk at everybody who had anything to say about it and be like, this is disgusting, this is outrageous. You knew that's exactly what was going to happen.
Right, and it was like the OMF account tweeting out, who do you think is going to win the 4th of July hot... Oh, which WEEI staff member would win the 4th of July hot dog eating contest? By the way, everyone here, don't check the replies. Greg, more than a couple people gave you a fighting chance.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
And
I'm
he zooms in this photo. It's like extra hazy right on his midsection. He gets 4,000 retweets, and then he starts lecturing people on fat shaming. God.
That's what's trending on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Tom Brady, you're not the first guy. Joe Montana didn't say that when he got it got up out of town. Emmitt Smith didn't say that. Bruce Smith, Jerry Rice, some of the all-time greats. Peyton Manning ain't take no shots at his former team. But now you want to take shots. All right, Tom Brady, come on now. Mm. Oh, Mr. Classy. Oh, he's the epitome, the all-American boy. But when I tell you, Tom Brady's just like everybody. Shannon, what you're trying to do is you're projecting Shannon Sharp into Tom Brady, the greatest winner. Now you get to see a side of him, Skip Bayless.
I live for a day when there will not be any Tom Brady talk on this radio station. But apparently, Shannon Sharp is suggesting that, unlike other greats, Tom Brady is ripping the team that he no longer plays for.
Okay. Mostly for the football's fun again. Comment to Tom House. That was a veiled shot at Belichick.
Mm-hmm. Alexa, can you translate Shannon Sharp for me?
I know, buy a vowel.
What the hell was that?
I honestly, it is remarkable to see the lengths people go to criticize Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he said to his throwing coach that he's having fun again because he's got Gronk, he's in a new system.
Mm-hmm.
We all believe that Belichick is brilliant, but kind of a douche, and he's with this Bruce Arians who seems hammered all the time. So he's in a more relaxed...
Yeah.
Relaxing atmosphere.
Well, I mean,
and he's having fun. What's wrong with that?
But he was here for 20 years. Are we to guess that he wasn't having fun during those entire 20 years here? I mean, he never said that. So why does he say it now?
He'd get crucified.
He did say it when they were 8-0, and he told Collinsworth and Al Michaels that this was the most miserable 8-0 he's ever been.
And he'd quit by that point, which is embarrassing on Brady's part.
He quit when they were 8-0.
He did. Okay. He packed in the whole year, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't put in the work.
I can only imagine the excitement in the Brady house when Cam Newton signed with the Patriots. It is just perfect because he's seeing Belichick think, all I had to do was wait everybody out, get this guy in a minimum deal, former MVP, we're going to go on to the playoffs. And Brady, I don't think we fully understand how great that offense is in Tampa Bay. They have three tight ends. The Patriots have none. Look at that
offense.
Would
you just please go see if Pete Shepard has room over his garage for you to go down there and do Tampa Brady Radio, Curtis? For God's sakes. How excited they were to have Cam Newton? Then why was he jumping on Bubs' Instagram going, I'll always be your number one, Jules?
Do you think that was Tom Brady?
No. Okay, but it doesn't matter. Did it come from at Tom Brady? I don't care who wrote it.
It's a corporation. That was Ben Rowlands who wrote that.
God. Yes, no, it was V wrote it, I'm sure.
Yes.
Come on. I mean, I thought the second Cam Newton signed and everyone was like, I can't believe Gronk. We got Cam Newton. Brady who? What? That was the reaction, Curtis.
Kurt, you don't think that they are, you don't think they're the favorites to win the East?
The Patriots?
Yes.
Right now they are the favorites to win the East, yes.
Okay.
I believe that they are, and I believe that the Bills will win the division.
Nope.
And I think that it's the Belichick. There's a huge portion of the betting public that believes Belichick is the genius, not Brady, behind the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's still here. He's got a great defense. And they think that Cam Newton is just enough, can play as good or better than Brady did last year, and that got them 12 wins.
Well, yeah. I mean, Belichick took him to a Super Bowl with a disgruntled 40-year-old quarterback. He could do it with anybody.
Good point.
Exactly. What is the what's the gruntled meter on Cam Newton? Do we know?
He doesn't seem very gruntled to me.
Question on the gruntled status on Cam Newton. If they start out 6-2 and he's still making $1 million, do you think he'll cause any issues?
I told you.
He seems excited. To me, he seems excited to have the opportunity.
Everybody's excited to have the opportunity. Randy Moss was excited at the beginning, and then there were massive contract issues.
That was 3 years into it, Curtis.
Yeah, but that's why this is that's the beauty of this is it's a 1 year deal.
Right. It's a 1 year. If Cam Newton plays well,
it's the beauty of it, Curtis. It's that's the right. genius of it.
The
to
idiot
be honest
Bucks.
With you.
They signed Brady to $25 million.
That's not even about that. It's about the fact that Belichick basically just went down to, he went to an antique shop and he found, this thing that could potentially be worth a ton of money. So let's say Cam Newton gets $5 million worth with all the different incentives and the guaranteed base salary that he has. That is a lock for 3 years and $65 million with $40 guaranteed from the Bears next year.
Why would he go antique shopping when he had the greatest antique of all time?
Maybe he just didn't have the use for that antique. He saw it over in the corner of the room and knew it would be better in someone else's house, Curtis.
That antique did not want to be here.
No, right. It didn't.
That antique did not want to be here.
God dang it.
Can we just imagine Bill Belichick antiquing?
No, that's just stop.
Jesus Christ. On Nantucket, that's all he does.
Look at this tender box.
No, he doesn't. He moseys over to Cisco every once in a while, has a beer at the brewery.
He does?
And he gets back to work.
He's probably one of those guys on the beach with what's the metal detector thing you swing around? I can see Belichick doing that.
By the way, were you wearing compression socks on the beach or something?
Yes, I was.
Why are we going down this road? Leave us alone.
Texter earlier said they saw you at the beach and you had
compression
socks.
You just have to bring up everybody's personal crap, don't you?
Yes, I wear them because of a medical condition.
Yes, no, yeah. I understand. Yes, I want to explain it to that.
Matter of fact,
Texter.
Hey Texter, guess what? I have them on right now.
Oh my God, you people are relentless.
Is Nick Stevens someone who calls himself Fitzy and 46 years old in reasonable health, but yet somehow inherited a genetic condition from his father that gives him the circulation of a 90-year-old? I'm going to text shame him.
Mm-hmm. What is
I'm the mayor
thing?
Of Loserville, and everything's great.
Oh, I think they wanted to understand if it was compression socks or you're somebody who wears socks to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted there are
socks to the beach.
Yes,
are you serious?
Yes,
and I only go swimming in the pool with a shirt on.
And
I
wake up job.
And I wear 100 SPF sunblock indoors after I have a bowl of Mueslix for breakfast.
What?
It's a high fiber cereal so I can cleanse my colon. Helps me prevent getting COVID.
This one just went down a bad, dark path.
From compression socks to cleansing the colon.
He was so happy last week.
Bag of douche.
Here's a 617 text.
Yes.
With regard to Curtis.
Okay.
And this individual is suggesting that Curtis is the only human being on the entire earth to believe that the success here over the past 20 years was all 100% Tom Brady.
I didn't say it was 100%. But Tom Brady created Bill Belichick. We have enough of a sample size of Bill Belichick, 5-13 with the Patriots, 5 seasons with the Browns, 1 playoff win. Brady arrives. He's the greatest coach of all time.
And I just want you to be clear and on the record. You suggest that Cam Newton, when it comes to this season, does nothing, changes your opinion. Not in the least with regard to record, correct?
Correct. 5-11.
5-11. You're sticking with 5-11.
Yes, sir.
We need Tom Brady.
5-11, like in the year 2000 when Drew Bledsoe was the quarterback of the Patriots and Belichick had yet to be able to put together the personnel he wanted. He was turning over Pete Carroll's roster. They went 5-11. So you think with the defense that he wants, the horses he drafted, the younger kids that he drafted, the speed he put together, a decent offseason. They lose Brady. They pick up Cam Newton. They're going to go 5. They're going to regress 7 games from last year.
Yes.
Curtis.
You're a buffoon. You really
empty your backpack. I want to see the gin bottles.
I mean, Ken, you think they get 11 wins, right?
10 or I think possibly 11, yes. Mm-hmm. 10-6, reasonable, totally reasonable. This division stinks.
Curtis honestly thinks Josh Allen is better than Cam Newton. Josh Allen is the most inaccurate quarterback. Josh Allen
throws
footballs.
Say that to Wiggy tomorrow, Curtis? I mean,
why would I be afraid of Wiggy?
Like Wiggy makes predictions.
Yeah. Wiggy has literally had every win total. He's picked all the win totals already.
Mutt almost lost his mind last week because Wiggy would make a prediction one day, the next day, flip-flop.
I honestly think the meaning of life is locked somewhere in his hot dog answer on Thursday of last week.
Now we just have to
find Asiagi.
Oh, yeah. By the way, he said Wiggy last week also said that Devin Asiagi, as he likes to call him, will have a better season than Gronk in Tampa.
Huh. Okay.
Huge news, Hill Dog. MLB schedule release 6 p.m. tonight on MLB Network. Set the DVRs.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's going to have more viewers than MASH's That's finale. Scary.
Should I play the breaking news for them?
Here's the way I want you guys to do it. Watch that on MLB Network. Listen to Mutt at night. I'll be calling in at 6:05 for a full breakdown.
Are you kidding me? He's going to be in the studio wedging his way back on the air.
Are we having Bradford? We should have him on to talk a little bit about spring training, part deux.
Absolutely.
Bradford on the show tomorrow. Talk a little baseball.
Bradford and Wiggy together.
Book it.
All right. We're going to take a break, but we will be right back.
It's Wikipedia. Hot dogs, the official food of the 4th of July. I need as much information about...
Is it really?
What? Yes, they are.
I love ribs on the 4th of July.
I love good burger.
Okay. I need, in 30 seconds, the most you know about hot dogs. Go, Jermaine, you're up first.
The most I know about hot dogs.
Yeah, just give me some hot dogs.
He keeps giving the question back.
These are the dumbest questions ever. All right, I like hot dogs.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. I'm the pig, try to get at you. Park it like it's hot.
Well, Wiggy's here. Sorry I missed that last week.
Yeah, yeah.
He wanted
to know what I knew about hot dogs. I like hot dogs, especially on the grill.
The crossover is brought to you by National Lumber. Wait till you see them. And you had fun last week, I'm assuming?
Yeah, we did. I learned that, like, Fitzy's a built like an apartment owner, right? So, and everybody rents space in his head.
I didn't hear about this.
So, Curtis has, like, a penthouse out there. He's got the nicest apartment in Fitzy's head. Mm-hmm. Ken, you got a little spot there, right?
He's got a little spot. Place, yeah.
Greg, we know you have a spot, Danielle.
Yep.
Yeah, Danielle, you don't have a spot up there.
Yeah.
So Mutt and I were like, man, what do we got to do to get, you know, like a spot in Fitzy's head?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is Curtis, like, who has the best spot? Is it Curtis?
Oh, Curtis by far.
Hey, Nick?
Curtis is the he's got like a penthouse.
Oh, a penthouse in your head.
With a balcony and an infinity pool.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
Curtis is like plush. This is plush. So.
Did you do anything good over the 4th?
No, I mean, I went to New Hampshire. It was business as usual. Went to Hampton Beach. The boardwalk was packed. The restaurants were packed. Some people wore masks. Some people didn't wear masks.
Yeah.
I would say there was a nice fireworks show.
Yeah.
No one needs to hear about your sex life.
No, well, that's the midnight fireworks. I'm talking about for the kids. So it was a nice fireworks show. We had, you know, I won't say where we were, but let's just say.
What do you mean?
It was legal.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it was legal. It was legal where we were.
Uh-huh.
But you were in New Hampshire.
Yeah, we were in New Hampshire.
Okay. So
that was a tough one.
That was, wow, where in the world is Jermaine Wiggins? That's an easy game.
Carmen San Diego.
Were you at Glenn Maxwell's place?
No,
you weren't. Okay.
No, we went to a nice spot. I don't remember the name of the spot. It's one of those with the glass right on the boardwalk there across from the little park there. I don't know the name of the restaurant. So it was cool.
I assume
a lot of Trump stuff, a lot of, you know, people having fun.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, Hampton Beach, you want some diversity?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Go to Hampton. I'll tell you.
All walks of life. Everything represented.
I thought Revere Beach was sketchy. I was like, whoo, man.
Oh.
I felt like I was in Hightown.
You got the full Hampton?
That's what my wife and I call it. We see somebody sketchy, we go, oh, that's Hightown.
Hightown? That's Hightown.
They advise that you actually put Purell on your hands even if you don't touch anybody every 100 feet up there.
Yeah, I didn't mean, you know, I was just like, yo, we're all chilling.
I'm guessing you're excited about Cam Newton.
Oh, I love Cam. I told you, I'm back on the Patriots. They did it for me. I was off the train with Stidham, but I'm back on the Cam. I know Cam's been catching well, you went for the week when Cam was catching all the you know, people don't like that he dances. I don't know if you heard that.
I was not
here. Okay, so you were out, so I didn't. Yeah. They don't like that he dances, and he does the Superman, and he does the dab.
Yeah.
It's the dab, they call that thing, where he puts his forehead to his arm.
Yeah, I know.
And they don't like it. Well, you got to explain
it. No, Greg does that if he spills a little sauce on his elbow. Yeah. Just goes
Wiggy,
and
I don't care that he's dances.
They don't like that.
But he's not that good.
I mean...
Why was he available for the NFL league minimum?
Because they thought he was broken.
Yeah, because I think, well, his injuries, and I think a lot of people were like, well, we don't want to pay this guy what he wants, right? $20 million. If Cam's healthy, which he looks like he is, he's played in every game basically since he got into the league, for the except for the last, what, year and a half or so? Mm-hmm. If he's healthy, is he not a very, very good option for you with Bill, with Josh, to help you win some football games? Yeah,
Curtis doesn't think so.
No, if he's healthy.
Curtis has him at 5-11 like he had him with Stidham.
If he is healthy,
right,
he's not available to be signed for $1 million in July.
Not necessarily.
Of course, we know that, but we know if he's healthy, he's probably not available. But the fact is, he wasn't healthy, and now you're getting a guy. When you go back and look at his career from his rookie year until, I want to say, maybe the 2018 season, he played in every game. Mm-hmm. 18, I think he played in 14 out of the 16 games. And
he took a T.J. Watt helmet to the shoulder in 18, and it totally busted up.
Right,
banged up shoulder.
If you look at him, he's been relatively healthy his whole career. So he's had some issues here in the past year and a half to 2 years. So when you look at, it's not like he's a Gronkowski who's been hurt his whole career, like always dealing with something. So I'm guessing that if he is, you know that you're getting a talented player. Now, what does he have left in the tank? I still think he has some gas left. He's only, what, 31 years old. He knows that if he has one good season here, this could then set him up for the next 3-4 years, which I think if he has a good season this year, Cam's going to be the quarterback of the Patriots for the future.
Jermaine Wiggins, last year Tom Brady threw 24 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. In Cam Newton's last 16 starts, he has thrown 14 touchdowns.
All right.
And 14 interceptions.
Okay,
and Curtis, in the past decade.
And Tom Brady stunk and quit.
Would you rather Cam Newton or Jared Stidham?
I'd rather Stidham.
Tom Brady.
No, well, obviously, but if you have Stidham, you at least are building to a future. Or, as Ken's pointed out, you suck and you get Trevor Lawrence. Win-win.
Right, but if you suck with Cam Newton, guess what? You still get Trevor Lawrence. And what's the...
And you delay any...
But if you're good with Cam Newton... Stidham was never the guy. And I've said this before. Stidham will never...
Tell that to Jeff Howe.
Stidham will never start a game for the New England Patriots. No.
Oh, I forgot that one. Another one of last week's
hot take. He won't start a game for the New England Patriots. What will happen is, if Cam goes out there and Cam is successful, I think you then see Cam re-sign with the Patriots, right? Next year, whether it's like a three-year deal, he re-signs with the Pats, because then they know they have a viable option in Cam Newton to be able to do what they want to do and build a team maybe around what he does well.
So you think Bill had this as an option all along?
Yeah, I think this thing was there all along from day one. I think he knew this September 1st of 2019. He knew this. Right when he knew that Brady wasn't coming back, he goes, Stidham's not the guy. What can we then do? And then as things started, he starts looking. Okay, Cam's available. Only problem is, Cam, we ain't paying you that money that you want right now, because you ain't that type of quarterback no more. Cam finally comes off his price tag. Bill says, perfect fit for us.
We did hear last week that the Patriots were sniffing around Cam Newton and have been tracking his progress since mid-April.
Yeah.
So mid-April.
This was Belichick's plan all along, and yet he was feeding all of this pro-Stidham propaganda to all the beat writers last 2 months.
I love it.
And guess what?
Subterfuge.
Genius of Bill.
That's deep state stuff right there, Curtis.
And guess what? If Cam Newton stinks and Stidham takes over does well, that will have been the plan all along, too.
If Cam Newton stinks, Stidham won't be the guy. Because if Stidham can't beat out Cam Newton come the beginning of the season, he's not the guy. Will Stidham have an opportunity? I think he will. But if he can't beat out Cam, then he's not the guy for this team. And I don't think he can beat out Cam Newton. So, but when you look at what Cam will potentially be able to do this year, I got them going 10-6, winning the AFC East. Bill will then say, okay, Cam, we want you back for the next couple of years. Here's the price we're willing to pay you. And I think maybe what you see with Cam is him going, okay, this works well because I like this organization. And it's never really been, now Cam says it's not about the money. Mm-hmm. So, and Bill's looking at, all right, I got a 32-year-old quarterback. He's still young in the quarterback age world. And we can utilize him in the way where we don't have to throw the ball 30-plus times a game. You know, we could do some other things, and Cam allows us to do that. So I think, I'm telling you, Cam will be the starter the next couple of years.
But you would have to admit, though, that Cam, despite his age, has probably been hit far more than Brady has because of the way he plays.
Yeah, I would agree that, but he can easily change. Russell Wilson was like that at the beginning of his career, and then he got said, you know what, I'm going to start sliding. So,
but he's such a big body. It's going to almost be impossible for him. If Cam Newton does not have the element of danger that is running, scrambling, and breaking out the pocket and making a play.
He'll still have that.
He may turn it. He should, because
he was slide.
I know this is bad news for Curtis, but he was the second leading rushing touchdown scorer in the decade. Greg, Marshawn Lynch had 61 rushing touchdowns. Cam Newton had 58. If he can introduce that element into the Patriots offense, then that is something that they haven't had before, Curtis. And if he's an adequate passer, a good rusher, and there's some diversity to the offense, what's to lose?
Does he still have his legs? Did he happen to lose his legs?
No, he still has them, but he got paid more at Auburn than he's going to get paid by the Patriots.
Well, you knew that was
right.
Happening.
That's right. Oh, he's going to be so unhappy in November.
Curtis has Tua ranked higher than him.
Yeah,
did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear that.
Curtis, would you go Darnold?
I just
Allen.
Wanted to wait. What was his last name? Tua? I never remember Wiggs.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Boom.
So Cam
Arrabiata, Tua Arrabiata.
Put that on your tongue.
He's got Darnold, Curtis, Darnold,
Allen, Tua, then Cam Newton.
Cam Newton.
And then I have really? Brian Hoyer, yeah. Then Stidham.
Yes. Come on. Yeah. Come on. Yes. And now, Curtis, listen, bro. I like you. I won't say I love you, but I like you a lot.
Love you.
But come on, really? Cam, you now have the best quarterback in the AFC East.
Mm-hmm.
You have the best quarterback.
I think you do.
You do. You don't. There's no think. You do.
The best quarterback was sitting there for the rest of the AFC East to sign all the way until July, and they all said,
why would anyone in the AFC East sign him if you've got
no one?
If you've got Tua and you've got Josh Allen and Darnold,
well,
they've
you just
got
said
the quarterbacks.
That Cam Newton's better than all of them.
Yeah, he is.
So
he
why
is.
Wouldn't they want to have the better quarterback?
Because, they didn't want to pay him that type of bread.
$1 million?
No. Ken, initially,
please play the Shannon Sharp sound.
Initially,
that'll
Cam Newton probably
Curtis.
Was looking for $15, $16, $20 million. That's probably what he wanted initially.
Yeah.
Then he realized, I'm not getting that money. So what do I need to do? I need to go somewhere and prove that I still can play to get that money next year. So when you start looking at that, what teams would then be interested in Cam Newton? There's only a handful of teams. The Patriots, the Chargers, and the Chargers are really not that interested because they got their quarterback in the future that they drafted in the top 10 in Justin Herbert. So they're not too interested. And what other team needed a quarterback?
Well, why wouldn't you want to have Cam Newton be in the locker room with Tua in Miami for $1 million?
Because Tua is your guy of the future. Why would you want to bring in Cam when you already have that guy in Fitzpatrick to say, okay, hey, you hold it down until Tua's ready?
Well, Tua, I don't know if you remember, he had a massive injury last year. So who knows what he's going to be at the start of the year.
But you have Fitzpatrick.
And yet you have him ranked higher than Cam Newton.
Oh, of course.
I told you.
Don't you like having a guy who's playing for his next deal?
Yeah, I don't know what Curtis is talking about. And this one, man, you need to sit out of this football conversation.
There are teams next year. Matthew Stafford, he will be released by the Lions. Mitch Trubisky, he's going to be let go. He's not going to be picked up again. I doubt that Nick Foles is going to be that great in Chicago. There are going to be teams that if Cam Newton does well, they're going to line up and say, name your price. What do you want, 3 years, $65 million? You got it. Sign on the line, it's dotted.
Two things probably scared people away from Cam. Obviously, the injury. And the other thing was how much money he wanted initially. Cam probably wanted a ton of money initially, so those two things, and he's like, listen, I'm not coming off my number. But then he got to a point where he's like, all right, if I want to play, if I want another opportunity, I'm going to have to take less money like that 1 year. Let me prove it to the league. And what teams out there have that for him? Patriots were the only team where he could come in, and he's now competing against a fourth-round pick and a journeyman backup.
Hometown discount, just like Tom Brady used to take every year.
Just like you took.
Once again, Wiggy, the rest of the AFC East has inferior quarterbacks.
But they already have their quarterbacks. But they already have their quarterbacks, Curtis, because you're asking a dumb question.
It's not dumb. You said he's the best quarterback in the division.
But you're saying, okay, so if he is the best quarterback, so why not the Buffalo Bills? Why wouldn't they sign him? Because they drafted Josh Allen in the top 10, and they feel like he's their quarterback.
He's $1 million. Why wouldn't you bring him in anyway?
You sound so stupid right now asking this question. Are you really asking me this question? Mm-hmm. So why didn't the Kansas City Chiefs sign him?
Because they have Mahomes.
Well, so what? He's $1 million. If it's your theory,
that is the most dumb thing you've ever said.
If your theory if his theory is he's only $1 million, why not just sign him then? Well, if you're Kansas City, guess what? Patrick Mahomes got hurt a couple games last year. Mm-hmm. Why not sign him?
There has to be mutual interest. Mm-hmm. And if what you're saying is true, mm-hmm. that Cam Newton obviously would not be the best quarterback on the Chiefs. We agree. Cam Newton would be the best quarterback, according to you, on the Dolphins, the Bills, and the Jets.
Right.
All three of those teams are competing with the Patriots.
Right, but all three of those teams maybe
in the Dolphins just drafted the guy that they think is going to be their quarterback of the future.
Yes, right. Thank you.
And the Jets believe in Darnold, and the Bills believe in Allen. Of
course. But that's what I'm saying. God. So he's asking something dumb. If it's like if the Jets had no quarterback, right?
9:59 in 20 seconds, 9:59
if the Jets had no quarterback, right? And they didn't draft Sam Darnold. I think they drafted Sam Darnold. He was another one. He was like a top 10 pick.
Yes.
If they didn't draft him and they just had two guys, you know, and then the Jets didn't sign him, I'd go, what are the Jets doing?
But it wasn't the Jets' current GM that drafted Sam Darnold.
But when you look at those tier opinion front off coaches that they feel this is the guy of the future, why would we then sign Cam Newton to a one-year deal when we already have our guy? We don't want to stunt our guy's growth. We don't want to, you know, bring in Cam and then let this guy sit. Why would they do that?
Curtis is just upset that the Belichick master plan is all falling into place. That's what's upsetting him.
Question, who's still coaching the defense?
Belichick.
It's a Belichick. Steven. Starts with a B. All right. What are you guys talking about today?
We'll probably talk more of the Cam Newton, you know, and what it will mean for this Patriots team. Well, we'll obviously talk Major League Baseball. No way Major League Baseball is happening.
By the way, a bit of breaking news there. The Nationals canceled their workout today because they haven't gotten the coronavirus tests from Friday back yet, and the GM said it's not safe to have the workout.
Right. So baseball, and then you got all types of players opting out, and their tests are taking, like Ken said, forever. So don't look like baseball.
No baseball.
Hopefully basketball and hockey. Now that we know the two hub cities, I know hockey had a little bit of a delay, but
hockey's a definite. Those guys are going to play. They're not worried about.
Doesn't it feel like that a lot of these players' associations are using the coronavirus to kind of like get their way to get a better CBA?
Yes.
And I think they did in baseball, I think what they did as a group, and this might have been like some backdoor meeting where it was like, all right, we'll take this deal, but we'll use Corona as our way out.
Yeah.
So we don't have to play this year.
We talked about that earlier. Yeah. I think some of these guys are unhappy with the deal, so they're using Corona as an excuse. I agree. All right. We will be back tomorrow morning at 6. Dale and Keefe is next. Thank you for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.